This week on the Time Bat Show,
guinea pig photo shop.
Yeah, you can buy guinea pigs too there, but it's mostly right, it's a photo studio.
It's both. So they have used guinea pigs and, you know, new
they have ones. They have rentals in case you don't have one.
But you really want to take a picture
of the guinea pig.
Everyone, and welcome to episode 57 of the Time Bat Show. I'm your host, Time Asus.
And I'm your host, Bat Snacks.
And we've got a hell of a show for you today. Oh my god. Should we explain? I think we need to, but we need to really stretch this one out. So let's.
We need something to talk about.
Before the show, every time, spoilers, we go on the internet and find good questions to answer for y'all. And.
We don't have any today.
We have, like, a few.
None of them are good.
They're all really bad. The funny part is that, like, right before we started recording, you could not keep yourself composed.
Neither like, could you. It was your fault, too.
No, I couldn't either. Anyway, so we have,
not
like...
all of the blame is on me.
We have, like, three questions, and all of them are really bad. And I guess this is, like... I was thinking last week... Because we had a pretty good show last week, and I was like, you know what, one of these days, we're going to hit, like, the curse of some episode. You know, like, we're going to hit a really bad one.
Yeah, there's going to be a bad one.
Yeah, like, it's just going to happen. Mm-hmm. And we're at 57, and personally, 57 is, like, a really ugly number.
It's horrible.
It's, like, awful.
Do you know what 5 plus 7 is?
What is it?
It's 12. It's 12. Which is bad.
Why is 12 bad?
I don't know.
We haven't analyzed the number in a while. Mm. But 57
isn't that bad. But 57
is an awful number.
Awful.
It's is it prime? I think it's prime.
It seems prime. I can't think of any factors.
It smells prime.
Yeah.
Is 57 prime? Thank you for joining us on the show while we're finding out.
Thank you for joining us today.
While we're finding out whether or not 57 is prime. We know that's how you wanted to spend your evening. It's semi-prime.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Let's go on a knowledge journey.
It doesn't
together.
Make any sense. You either are or you aren't.
Again, thank you for joining us on the Time Bit Show. We get to learn about what semi-prime means. In mathematics, a semi-prime number is a natural number that is the product of two not necessarily distinct prime numbers. So two prime numbers multiplied together. Make
okay.
A semi-prime number. So what number? Oh, 3 times 19. Ugh.
That's still, it's not a prime number. It has a factor.
I know, but it's still like 3 times 19.
Yeah, you multiply two prime numbers to get 57. It's so bad, it's got two prime numbers inside.
19
just
is
waiting.
An awful number. Yeah. What happened on our 19th episode? Did we crash and burn too? Let's find out together. Thank you for joining us on the Time Bat Show.
Thank you for joining us today on this episode of the
On this awful, awful episode of the Time Bat Show. Hold on. I'm almost there. Almost there. The page is loading. Episode 19 was one of our best episodes.
Which
it was the cheese room.
Oh my god.
It was literally like my favorite episode.
We need to pull it together.
Alright, we have to. Alright, real time.
This can be good.
We have to. See? It can be good. We can do this.
Something good even happened this week. We both played Mario.
All right, hold on. I need to take a deep breath.
All right, deep breath. Start anew. We're not going to... I mean, we're not really going to start over.
Hello, welcome to Time Bat Show, episode 57. I'm your host, Time Aces.
And I'm Bat Snacks.
Thank you for joining us today. We have a lot to talk about. We have an excellent, fantastic, great show today. Don't you think, Bat Snacks?
Yeah, I agree.
It's, like, so good. It's action-packed. There's going to be a contest, and we'll give out prizes, and...
there is...
Just go.
Yes, there is.
Okay. Yep. And the prize is secret to the end. First, we should talk about the news. A lot of stuff happened this week. Like, a lot of talking points we have to get through today.
Okay.
What's the big one, Batsnacks?
The big one is Super Mario Odyssey was released, and we've been playing it.
It was released, yes. And you finally got your Switch last...
Yeah, I got a Switch. I bought a new console after, like, probably 50 years of not buying a new one. 50
years, wow, you're older than I expected you to be.
Might as well have been.
You look young, though, to be honest. Yeah, it's been like, what, 15 years for you, probably?
It's been a long time, yeah. I bought a DS, but...
But a DS, that was
like
the last
not,
one.
Not like a home... Video game entertainment console.
Like a console at home.
Not like a console.
What was the last console you bought? Let's try to figure it out.
I bought a PS2. I bought a GameCube.
You didn't buy a PS3, did you?
No, I've bought a lot of PCs.
It doesn't count.
Yeah, the last one is maybe a PS2.
PS2, yeah, that's what it sounds like. Wow, that was a long... That was 15 years ago. And you've been a PC gamer ever since.
I do not like that word.
Why?
PC gamer.
PC gamer. It sounds like
awful.
Sounds like you go home and play Counter-Strike all day.
I go home, open up my fridge. It's got nothing but Monster Energy.
Right.
Pound of Monster Energy. Pound them.
Got your bag of Doritos or whatever.
Then I get my Doritos.
Wait, is it Doritos? Doritos Locos. Is that a thing?
Yeah, extreme flavored.
Yeah, like the really bad ones.
Yeah.
They taste like... Like
they're abrasive.
They taste like petrol or something.
Yes.
Is it Doritos or Cheetos that the PC
it's,
gamers
no, it's,
do?
No, it's definitely Doritos. That's the one where if you go to Taco Bell, you can get the shell that's right, made out made of Doritos. Doritos.
Have you ever had that?
No.
I haven't either. I'm kind of scared to do it. Because A, Taco Bell is Taco Bell. And B, Doritos are already like kind of gross. Like in what they put in there. You know
that's
what I mean?
Like a lot of
bad
flavor.
Yeah, it's a lot of flavor. And not like a lot of good flavor. It's a lot of like question mark flavor, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, Doritos are kind of like diet soda in that like they don't have real food in them. it's just like these really strong chemical things.
You know, like you've seen Batman, the Tim Burton one with Joker in it. You know, like the chemical plant in the beginning of the movie?
Yeah.
That's how I imagine like the Doritos factory like looks. They're just like mixing giant vats of like chemicals. And then they have like a line of chips that are made out of like styrofoam or whatever they make them out of. And then they like pour the vat of chemicals like onto the chips and it like sizzles because it's like acidic or whatever.
That's how they get crispy.
Yep. And then they like cool them in like a big cooling fan and then they fall into a bag and then seal them and there you go. That's Doritos. That's how Doritos are made.
You gotta dust them too though. Like there's like fiberglass and stuff in the dust.
True. You have to dust them.
Adds to that.
It's a Dorito flavor.
Yeah, the Doritos are one of those foods where if you eat enough of them, like, you get, like, sores in your mouth.
What? No, you don't,
They're
really.
Horrible. Like, they hurt your mouth.
They, like, screw your mouth up, basically?
Yeah.
I don't think I've eaten that many Doritos in my life.
I have before.
My intake of Doritos, let's see. The only time I'm, like, eating Doritos is, like, there's no other chips available and I'm hungry. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll get some Cool Ranch Doritos. Or I'm at, like, a party in, like, sixth grade, you know, and, like,
yeah,
that's what they got. They got Doritos. And I'm like, all right, I guess I'm eating Doritos. But I don't think I've eaten Doritos in earnest for, like, 10 years.
Yeah. I don't think I've purchased Doritos with money I've made.
I have not. Yeah, I have not bought a bag of Doritos in easily 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only time I eat Doritos is if they're there and there's, like, nothing else to eat. I'm like, well, I guess I'll have a Dorito. And I'll do, like, the Cool Ranch one, you know. I'm not going to go out...
Not the nacho cheese.
I'm not going to do, like, the, like, Mountain Explosion Sriracha Ranch Spicy Jalapeno Pig Blaster 5000 Dorito. Like, I'm not doing that one.
That would be a good flavor of Doritos. I bet you people would buy that.
Yeah.
It has like pork blaster.
Pork blaster.
5,000.
It tastes like pork rinds. Or no. It tastes like, this is a pretty hot word right now, right? Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
It tastes like chorizo.
Oh, there you go.
Got it. Right? And it has like
pork blaster 5,000.
It has like a picture of
chorizo flavored Doritos.
Chorizo, yeah. And has a picture of chorizo on it, and then people are like, ooh, I love chorizo.
Oh, yeah, and it's like chorizo flavored and the pork blaster flavored. That's the extreme pork flavor.
Maybe the extreme pork. What is the flavor of extreme pork, though? You know, it's what? Like, this is getting a little... It's like what? No, go ahead.
I don't know. It's like chorizo, but in more intense.
Even more intense. What is chorizo? It's just like sauce. It's like pork sausage, right?
Yeah, it's spicy sausage.
Spicy pork sausage. Okay. It's just really big right now, chorizo. I feel like everything's got chorizo on it, you know? It's like the new sriracha. It's like, we got chorizo in here. It's like, okay. I don't even know what that is, but sounds good, you know? So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds cooler than saying it's got sausage.
What is the thing? Oh, aioli. It's just mayonnaise.
It's got some mayonnaise on it.
But they're like, no, we don't say mayonnaise anymore. We say aioli because it sounds fancier. And you can charge like $2 extra for it because it's got aioli.
Yeah, we put some green stuff in some mayonnaise.
And there it is. And then we got aioli. And it's like 3 times as expensive. That would be a good Dorito flavor too, aioli.
Aioli.
Ooh, I got it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Sriracha aioli Doritos.
Oh, man.
Boom. You know what we can do for the rest of the episode? Just make up Dorito flavors.
Yeah. You could have... Okay, so they have those Doritos where it's like 2 different flavors in the same bag.
Yeah.
You need to get your Pork Blaster 5000 chorizo flavor.
Oh, like double them up.
Yeah, and on the other flavor in the bag will be...
Wait, there's 3 flavors?
No, there's 2 in the same bag.
Okay.
Pork Blaster 5000 chorizo is 1 flavor.
Oh, it's 1 thing. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And then you also have your aioli flavored in the same bag.
Oh.
So it's like you got your pork and the aioli with the pork.
Yeah.
It complements each other.
That sounds good. And by good, I mean bad. If this wasn't on a Dorito, I'd like be with you right now. But
yeah.
Yeah, you got Pork Blaster and it's sriracha aioli.
Yeah.
That's an important distinction to make. I think this would sell. I think sriracha aioli would sell like gangbusters. Because those are 2 big buzzwords. You just got to find the food buzzwords of the day and be like, boom, that's new Dorito flavor. Boom, boom, boom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's do it. They have like buffalo chicken flavored Ruffles now. Have you seen those?
Yeah. I've also seen chicken and waffles flavored.
No, you haven't.
Really? I have, yeah, for real.
Have you tried them?
No.
We should... Okay. You know, we should have done this episode. Should have... We had nothing. We're like, we should have just gone to the store, bought all these, and then just on the air...
ate them
and gave them a like really quick review. Like, does this taste like chicken and waffles? No. It tastes like a chip.
It tastes like a chip.
What would...
You put... It's like just honey and salt on a chip. What else? I mean...
How do they get the chicken flavor in there, though?
You take a chicken and you grind it up really fine.
And then you put it in the chip. And you know, you dust it with the chicken parts.
Dust it with the chicken dust.
Oh, God. Like, I feel like with the multifaceted flavors like chicken and waffles, like, that's a lot of flavor. Like, if you put that much flavor in a Dorito, like, you're going to lose something. I feel like there's a little too much noise in there, if you know what I mean. Yeah. You know? Like, how do you even know what you're eating anymore? Like, you got basic Dorito, which is just really salty and really MSG. And then you add to that chicken flavored. And okay, that's a flavor. And then you add to that waffle flavor. And like, I don't even know what the hell that flavor would be. And then they're probably adding like a maple syrup kind of deal too.
Yeah.
You have all those on. And now you have a salty, chickeny, like doughy, sweet chip that is going to taste like the equivalent of the color black. You know? Like,
yeah.
You know, when you combine all the colors together, or the color brown, you know, it just becomes like a mass of nothing.
It's just mud.
It's just mud. It's the mud Dorito. There's the new Dorito. The mud Dorito. Anyway, I forgot what we were talking about, how we got on Doritos. Oh, PC gaming. So anyway. Yeah,
it's the same thing.
Right, Doritos, PC gaming, whatever. So anyway, you're a PC gamer. You know, capital G, you know, you have, I'm sure you have all the cool PC gamer stuff too.
Yeah.
Right? Like the chair and the,
I mean,
the mouse.
No, I don't have a DX Racer.
Is that a name for a chair or something?
Yeah, that's the chair they all have.
But yeah, when you say PC gamer, I kind of imagine you'd be like, you go home every night and you like play Counter-Strike or you like raid with your WoW guild or whatever. You know, that's like the image that pops into my head when I hear PC gamer. Just shitty, though.
Yeah, I mostly have played just weird RTS and DOS into like, games.
You're into like League of Legends a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, League of Legends. Anyway, so you got a Switch, your first console in a long time. Mm-hmm. How do you like the Switch? As a person who hasn't had a console in forever.
I love it. It's great.
Yeah. You're a fan?
Yeah, I've only played one game on it, but Mario. I mean, the game I've played on it is really good.
Mm-hmm. And you dig the console, and you've played other consoles, so you know what's been out there for a while. You know? PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, basically the same thing.
Yeah, I've played the consoles, I just haven't owned them.
You haven't owned them in a while. So Switch, your review is it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Have you used the portable functionality yet?
No, not yet. It looks amazing on my TV, so I haven't there hasn't been a reason for me to take it.
Well, you should just do it just to do it, because honestly, it's so seamless that it's not going to interrupt your game. Just hit pause, take it out, look at it, and then just put it right back in. The cool thing about it is you don't have to do anything. You don't have to set it up. It's not a big oh, I need to set it up for portable mode. Da, 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 da. It's not going to really interrupt anything. Just do it to see how it is. It's cool. You just literally just take it out and then you play it and then you just put it back in and then it goes right back on your TV and that's it. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to hit any buttons. So I would recommend just doing it just for fun because it's cool. It's cool.
There's some games I'm going to buy just for the portable function.
Like what?
Hello?
Yeah? Can you hear me?
Timeasis, are you still...
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Okay.
That was weird. This is a hell of a show we got going on here.
Yeah, we're doing great.
You were saying you're going to buy it for the portable functionality.
Yeah, there's a couple games that I want. I want to buy The Binding of Isaac. It's one of my favorite games ever.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's out already.
It's out. Mm-hmm. I saw it at Best Buy the other day.
Stardew Valley.
I don't know. I got kind of bored of that game. Really? A lot of people might not like that, me saying that, but yeah, it got kind of boring for me.
Tell me about it, because I just bought it recently. I haven't put a lot of time into it, but I like it so far.
So, I played it, and, you know, I did all the stuff. I don't want to give you any spoilers.
You're going to get death threats, by the way, after this.
Yeah, I didn't.
Just kidding. Go ahead.
I got to winter, and it was okay, all my crops died, and I can't plant anymore until whatever spring. And I just didn't want to wait until spring, so I was okay.
Couldn't you just, sleep till spring, though?
Or just yeah, but I didn't want to do that.
Mm, that's fair, I guess.
It was, nothing to do. I didn't really like the fishing minigame that much.
Yeah. You have to, hit the button a lot or whatever.
Yeah, and I didn't really honestly care about any of the people in the town. Nice. I just wanted to grow my crops and,
My problem, I haven't played that long, but my biggest problem is it's such a trek to get into town. I don't know where you set up, but I'm on, the mountain one. I don't know why I did that, because I did. But, I have to walk a while to get into town and then walk back. And then, if I compare this to a game like Harvest Moon, which I'm sure it's modeled after, everything's in, a very small square. And it's just, here's everything you need. And you got the cow, you got the girl, you got, the old man or whatever. And they're all, really close by. And you don't really have to do anything. You don't really have to leave your bubble at all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Stardew Valley is, a whole town thing. And why that's really cool, I don't know. I wish I could, just quickly jump around.
I tried giving people, gifts and stuff, but they never liked me anymore. I think I probably gave them the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably some way to figure out what people like and, give them that, but probably. I didn't... Yeah.
I'll have to put more time into it, because, like I said, I haven't played that much yet, but... I mean, I like what I've played. It just seems a little slow going. I have to really trek all the way over here and...
Tried the dungeon part of the game yet?
Yeah, I just did that. That was the last thing I did.
Yeah. I like that.
Cool, I guess. Yeah.
I like the growing things.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
No. Anyway, so Mario. Let's talk about Mario. No, it's great. Okay. How do you like Mario?
It's great. I've really enjoyed playing it.
Yeah.
It's a super fun game.
It is. It's a Super Mario game.
A Super Mario game. Yeah.
How many moons do you have?
I don't know the exact number. I think it's around 200, though.
Oh, okay. You're close. You're close to me. I think I have 220 or something like that.
Yeah, I think maybe a little less than 200, but it's about that.
What world are you on? You don't have to spoil it. Just be like.
I think it's the last world.
Oh, you're in the last one already?
Yeah, I think so. I've been hauling.
You really have been hauling. We're playing the exact opposite way, I just have to tell you.
Yeah.
You've been hauling ass. Are you going to go back and look for other moons when you're done then, or no?
Yeah, that's the plan. Like, usually I'll stay in a world to collect maybe, like, 80% of the purple coins, you know, enough of the moons that I'm not, like, lollygagging around. Sure. Like, and then I'll leave when I feel like I'm done. Right. Like, I'll collect, like, twice as many moons as you need.
Yeah.
But then I just kind of feel that I'm done and want
to
move on.
I'll move to the next thing, yeah. I play, like, the opposite. Well, not the opposite, but I'm kind of obsessive about the moons. Like, I will stay on the world until either I find all the moons or, like, any of the rest of the moons, like, I have no idea how to get, so I'm like, I'll come back to them. But, like, I think, you know, the first world, this isn't really a spoiler. The first world is, like, a tropical, not a tropical, it's like a prehistoric kind of world or whatever.
A tropical?
It's like a...
The audio cut out again.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. It's like a prehistoric kind of world or something. Hello?
Can you hear me? Sorry.
You're cutting out again. Wow, this is the best. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Time Bat Show on 10
Minutes. Episode number 57.
It's episode 57 of the Time Bat Show. It's going to be the best one yet. We have a lot to talk about. Mario's up first. Oh, let's talk about Mario. I love Mario. It's really good. Da, 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 da. Are you back yet?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay. The first world on Mario is the prehistoric world or whatever.
Yeah.
I must have spent like 2 hours, three maybe, just like finding all the moons there. And yeah, so my strategy is to spend all the time in the world and find every single moon. And it's kind of a curse because I like can't move on without finding like most of the moons. But it is what it is. It's fun. I like it a lot. When I got to New Donk, the city... I was overwhelmed with the amount of stuff there. You know what I
mean? Yeah, New Donk City has been probably my favorite part of the
game. I mean, it was awesome, but I was like, oh my god, I have to find all these moons now. So I was there for like 2 days. Like I didn't leave. I was just like, moons, 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 moons.
Did you find every moon in that city?
No, I didn't. You can't find... I don't think you can find all the moons until later in the game.
Okay,
that makes sense. But I think I found... I want to say I found... Okay, you know the Toad thing? Like, after you finish, like, the story of a world, you can go to Toad and be like, hey, can you give me hints?
He'll mark
you. Yeah, so I did that, and I got every single one he gave me a hint for. Like, he ran out of hints.
Okay.
So I got all... I think I got all the ones that I was allowed to get at the time, if that makes sense.
That makes sense.
You know what I mean?
I know that there is an end game in this game. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it consists of, but I know that it's giant.
I know it is, too, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of burning myself out on getting all the moons first, though. That's, like, my big concern right now.
Yeah. That's like why I've been moving on kind of quickly.
If I'm, like, in the world and I'm, like, I'm going to be here for 5 hours and I'll get all the moons, and then, like, later in the game I have to come back to get the rest of the moons, I might be like, oh, screw this.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see. But I really like the game so far. I really like discovering... Like, I just like finding moons. It's really fun for me for some reason.
There's much you can do in every level. Like, the hat gimmick is, like, a trillion gimmicks in one.
It's a brilliant gimmick because they make... there's, like, a new game mechanic, multiple new game mechanics in literally every level, which is incredible.
And I like that when you figure out how to, like, push one of the creatures that you possess to its limits, like, you always find new moons.
Yep, like, every time.
Like, oh, I bet you I could do this. Jump here.
And then you're like, oh, I can. And then you're like, okay, like,
There happens to be a moon there.
I was in there's, like, a beach level yesterday. I was there yesterday. Mm-hmm. And there's this one creature you can take control. And at first it's just like, okay, this is cool. Like, this is a good, like, quick way to get around.
Yeah, the water spitter guy.
Yeah, the water spitter guy, exactly. Yeah. Like, at first I thought it was just a quick way to get around, but then I realized, like, you can, like, move vertically, like, really high with him, and then if you use, like, in conjunction with, like, horizontal and vertical movement, you can get to places that you shouldn't be able to get to, but you can. And, like, so that's how to get a lot of the moons on that level, and, it kind of blew my mind. I was like, oh, man. Like, I was like, how am I supposed to get this moon? It's way up here. And then I was like... Wait a minute.
You take the water spitter, man. You
take the water spitter guy and, like, launch up there. Yeah, so, I don't know, stuff like that. It's really cool. And then, I don't know. There's so many things like that. And then on the, like, Lost Planet level, there's, like, a bug that can stretch his legs out or whatever.
Yeah, that was
cool, too. I thought that was really cool because, like, there's moons that are hiding behind pillars that, like, are impossible to get jumping, but you can, like, stretch around it with the guy. And it's like, this is just cool, you know? Yeah.
My favorite part about that guy is it won't let you, like, end.
Die. On you a can't place die. That
would kill you. And yeah. It's so good.
It is so. Like, I was thinking about that when I was doing it. I was like, oh, this is a video game. I'm going to fuck up and fall into the lava, you know, into the poison swamp or whatever.
Yeah.
But it won't let you fall. Like, it's so good. It's such a simple thing, but, like, unless you stretch to a place you can land on, it won't let you.
Yeah. That would have been the worst level in the whole game.
If that was not, yeah.
I would have died like 1,000 times.
Yep, me too. But yeah, it was so good because that guy, it just made you want to like stretch all the time to like
look for things. Yeah, push it to its limits.
Yeah, push it to its limits. See, I really like the cap thing. It's so good because all the things are really, all the things you take over are like really simple, but they have like these like, not secret things, but like these things that like you kind of figure out as you play, and you're like, oh, I can use it for this or whatever, and mm-hmm. you know, there you go. It's really cool. Like, the fish can jump out of the water, you know, if you keep swimming upwards, and like, that's yeah. really cool. And it's used a couple places, so, I don't know. Mario Odyssey is great. I love it. I love everything about it. I like the level design a lot.
Yeah, it's like open world, kind of.
It's very unique. I've never really seen anything like it. I don't know if you agree, but
I agree. Like in Mario 64, the objectives are, I don't know if this is the right word, but like serialized. It's like you have your objective yeah. and you focus on that yep. objective until you achieve it. I think serialized
is the right word.
Yeah. In this one, it's like you just explore.
You go whatever you do, whatever you want in any order you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing about 64 though is like you go into the painting. And then you get, like, the prompt of, like, hey, you're looking yeah. for this star.
This is your mission.
This yeah. is your mission. And then you do that. Now, in Mario 64, you can get the stars in any order,
yeah,
I think, but it's, like, prompting you to do that one mission. But when you yeah. get the star, you get thrown out, and then you have to go back in. So it's not, like, a seamless thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in Odyssey, it's just, like, you know, go nuts. Go whatever you want. You know, however many you want. And the levels are a lot bigger, obviously, in Odyssey 2 than in 64. But I do think it follows a similar kind of... It's kind of like the logical evolution of the Mario 64 formula, I think.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. In 64, it's like, it's open, but it's not huge open. It's like contained open, and there aren't that many stars, and... you kind of have to do them, like you said, in order.
Yeah, they kind of did everything they could with it, with the hardware, and like you can't have a Mario Odyssey world exist.
Not at all.
Super Mario 64.
Oh, I'm not discrediting 64 at all. I love 64. I'm just saying, like, it does feel like Odyssey was like the natural evolution to that kind of style of gameplay that they kind of introduced in 64, mm-hmm. and haven't really touched at all. Since I mean Galaxy was kind of like that, but I mean not really, you know. I don't know if you played Galaxy though.
No, I haven't played Galaxy.
It's good. I mean, they're really good. Galaxy's really good. They're a lot more linear. They're a lot more focused, you know, of games. Like, you have specific challenges and you get to that and then you're done or whatever. So so Odyssey's like, I don't know, it's very different from a lot of other Mario games, but it's really good different. So I would recommend it. Highly, highly, highly recommend
it. Yeah, I would also highly recommend it.
So if you're listening to this and you haven't bought a Switch or Odyssey, I don't know what you're doing. Sitting, listening to us, you should go play that game.
You should go play that.
Are you going to get Zelda afterwards?
Yeah, that'll probably be the next game I play.
Okay. You're going to sink a lot of hours into that one probably too, because that's probably a pretty long game. I spent 125 hours on Breath of the Wild. Nope, nice. 135. Yeah, that was my first run. I'm not even... That's, like, doesn't count for how many times I've gone back to it, so... anyway, alright, so that's video games. This episode is going real well, I have to say. Episode 57 of the Time Bat Show.
Time Bat Show.
Do you want to get into Reddit trivia or Yahoo or whatever the hell we have? What do we even have?
Alright,
Tell us what's going on.
Let's get into some stuff.
Tell us what's going on here, Bat Snacks.
What's your favorite part of November?
What's my favorite part of November?
Setting the bar high with our first question.
We're really going out. We're really coming out swinging here.
Yeah.
I guess Thanksgiving, question mark? I don't know. What else is there in November?
Black Friday.
Black Friday. I don't really like Black Friday that much.
Do you buy anything?
On the internet.
Yes,
same. I don't really go out. I've gone out for Black Friday a few times, and every time it's been a bad experience. Black Friday is like the most over... I shouldn't use the word overrated. Black Friday is the most...
Okay, the worst.
I'm going to use overrated. It's the most overrated thing in the world. Like, it's... I don't even know why people get excited about it. Because A, you can buy everything on the internet these days. And B, the deals you're getting aren't that good. They're never that good. Have you ever bought something on Black Friday? You're like, wow, this was a steal.
No.
I haven't either. Because in order to do that, you need to get up at like the ass crack of dawn and camp out in front of Best Buy or wherever to get to save, you know, 50% on a toaster or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of like, okay, so time is sort of money.
Time is money. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, if I spend an hour trying to buy a TV, I kind of, that kind of needs to be... It's not like I've saved money, really.
No, you really didn't. You've just lost time, essentially, is what you did.
Yeah, I've traded time for money, which I do. I have a job, but...
And like, it wouldn't even be an hour. You would spend a lot more time.
No, yeah, you're waking up...
It's like
before
three
dawn,
or four hours.
You're standing in a horrible line.
A horrible line. For not even the guarantee that you're going to get a TV. You might not even get anything. You might be out of luck, you know. My biggest issue is... By the time I feel like, by the time I'm like, okay, I guess I'll look for stuff on Black Friday, I'm never going to get up at the beginning of the day, like at dawn to do this because I'm not that kind of person. Yeah. So I'm like, I'll go to Black Friday to see what's around. By the time you get there, everything's already, all the good stuff's already gone and you're going to pay regular prices. And meanwhile, everyone's going to be trampling you because there's like a million people out. So like, what the hell is the point? You know, the price, like all the good stuff's gone and there's a million people out in the store.
Yeah.
So go a different day. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't really use coupons either. I don't like do stuff like that really. Just because if I want to buy something, I want to buy it in the most convenient way possible. And I like paying more to do that.
Right. So like the internet is my best friend in Black
Friday. It's great, yeah.
So that's why I like Amazon, they do like their Black Friday deals. And I think they do like Cyber Monday or whatever too, like the Monday after.
Yeah.
So those are nice.
Yeah,
but yeah, Black Friday is so stupid.
I have plans for Black Friday. There's actually something that I do on Black Friday every year that I've done 2 years in a row now.
Tell us.
There's a special beer release on Black Friday.
Oh, I think you told me about this. But yeah, tell our listeners. Sorry.
Yeah, Goose Island does a special bourbon barrel aged beer release every Black Friday. And it's fun to... I wait in that line every year just to get the one beer.
Do you meet any cool people in that line?
Yeah, the same people are there every year, so it's like, oh, hey, Jim.
Really?
Yeah, it's this, I've seen the same people for the past 2 years.
That sounds incredibly fun.
Yeah.
You should do this your entire life. Like, you should do this your whole life.
Yeah, like, the last time I went, Jim, I don't know his name. We'll call him Jim.
We'll call him Jim. Jim's a fine name.
Jim bought donuts for everybody in the line.
Really? Oh, my God. This sounds awesome. Can I go with you? I can't because I won't be there. Actually, yes, I will. I'll be in town.
For Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yeah, you can wait with me if you want.
Oh, no, I won't be in. I won't be there.
It's like November 30th or something.
That's hilarious.
But yeah.
Like, so hey, Jim. That sounds incredible. You should do that every year. And then by the time you're like 50 or something, you'll like have a relationship with all these people in the line.
And that's like, the only day of the year.
Right. The only day that you see them, but you'll like reminisce. Like remember three Black Fridays ago when Dorothy brought in like her famous pecan pie or something.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, I remember that. That was great. And she's like, well, Dorothy's dead now. It's like, oh no.
Yeah.
You know, I have all these stories.
Yeah. It's not like a crowded line, like it'll go like halfway around the building or whatever, but it's not like people like erupting into chaos and
it's a decent line, like a smallish line.
It's a smallish line. You wait in line, you get your one beer, and then they have like the special beer that only 10 people get.
Wow.
There's a regular one and there's a special one. The regular one is only like $10. The special one is $100. Mm-hmm. And I usually try to get the special one, but I've only gotten one. Hmm. One I still bottle. Have it. I never drank it.
Well, it's time.
Just kidding.
So, the beer, I think you brought it to my house when you visited me last.
Yeah, I brought Christmas. A couple.
You bring it again. FYI. No, you don't have to, but you should.
I'll try to get one and see if I can bring it. It's not even like my favorite beer. It's just that it's rare. Like,
yeah. And you have to wait in this cool line.
To get one.
I'm obsessed with this line. I don't know why. I just like this idea of like...
You should do it. It's
going
fun.
Somewhere and seeing these people that you only see once a year, but you like... They're the same people. That just sounds... I don't know. It sounds cool to me.
It's been exactly the same people the 2 years that I've gone.
You need to make friends with them this year. That's your duty. It's your mission. Like, introduce yourself and make friends, and so next year, you can be like, hey, it's Batsnacks, he's back, it's like, hey, and you can bring him, like, brownies or something.
I'll be Jim, I'll bring him donuts.
Be the guy, and then, like, you know, 20 years from now, you know, when you're, like, 50 years old or whatever, you'll know all these people, and you'll only catch up with them once a year, but, probably have good stories. People that wait in, like... rare craft beer lines, they're probably interesting folks.
Yeah, probably. Say,
you know what I mean? Anyway.
So I'm going to do that on Black Friday, and I'm also planning on probably buying a shortwave radio.
Oh, yeah?
It's something I've been thinking about doing for a while, and...
Are you going to be a radio person?
Yeah,
radio
I'm going to become a shortwave radio man.
Can I be a shortwave radio man with you?
Yeah. You get a call sign,
and
you
can say,
hey, it's K241357.
I always wanted to be a shortwave. I think we've talked about this on the show before. I've always wanted to be a shortwave radio man. Like, so bad. But it's just, like, not really a time period that, like,
that works. That.
Yeah. It's not like the 70s anymore. Like, there's no reason to own a shortwave radio. But it just seems fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, I want to, like, listen to numbers stations and...
And, like, random old men, like, rambling about things.
About things.
Life and stuff.
Yeah.
You can make a friend over the shortwave radio station. Yeah,
I want that. I also... Now, I know ahead. About this guy on YouTube that he does, like, fast food reviews or whatever. And he broadcasts his YouTube reviews on shortwave radio. And I think that's how he gained, like, an audience.
That's incredible. That's
so maybe so we incredible. Could broadcast the Time Bat
That's
show
incredible. That's incredible.
Shortwave radio.
We have to do that. That's incredible. Now, if I had a shortwave radio and you have a shortwave radio, would we be able to communicate with each other even though we're far away?
Or no? I think the way shortwave works is it's more of like a listening... Like, you broadcast and someone else listens. It's not really a two-way radio. Mm-hmm. There's something called a ham radio.
Ham radio, that's it.
Yeah, and a lot of radios, like, you can switch between the two functions. Mm-hmm. I don't know the difference, but... Yeah, okay. If we got into the ham radio, we could... we could do that.
Because, like, my dream... This is my dream, okay? Are you ready?
Ready.
I wake up, right? And I got my ham/shortwave radio... there in my room, and I don't have to call you or anything or text you. I just grab the radio. I'm like, hey, what's up?
And you're like, breaker.
And you're like, oh, I'm just doing this. I'm like, cool, I'm going to work, over and out, and that's it. And that's the only, you know, but it's just like an immediate boom.
You seen Big Trouble in Little China?
Yes.
And of course you have, but that's, I want that to be me.
You mean Kurt Russell's character?
Yes.
I think everybody wants to be that Kurt Russell from Big Trouble in Little China.
When he talks on the radio, I don't remember what all he says, but he's like, incredible.
Breaker, breaker, I'm a blah, blah, I've got a something in the... He's a little jargon.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to both do that. I feel like this stuff's going to be expensive, but I'll put it on the list.
I think it's about $150.
Oh, that's not that bad.
For like one of the really good radios.
Oh, really? A good one?
Yeah, like a really good one.
Okay. Cool. We need to do that. Then we can broadcast this Time Bat show to, like, all the old people who listen to shortwave radio.
I bet they'd love it.
Hey, we would gain some listeners. We'd be like, tweet at us, and they'd be like, what is a tweet? What is a Twitter?
Yeah.
What is a Reddit? What are they even talking about right now? Do we have any more questions? No, that's it. We just had one.
I mean, I can take one. How about, What do you call a slice of bread with a hole cut out of it and an egg cooked in that space?
What the hell? I feel like there is a name for this.
Eggs. I know what it's called.
Egg sandwich. Okay, wait. Give me a hint. Does it start with egg?
It starts with egg.
Egg sandwich. Egg.
No.
Egg hole.
This is the egg hole.
The egg hole.
No, there's more to it than the hole, because there's bread.
Egg bread hole. Egg hole bread.
Egg hole bread.
Whole egg bread.
I think it's egg in a hole.
Egg in a hole. I was so close. Yes. Why did you tell me? Oh, I would have got to that eventually.
Have you ever had one of those?
I have not, no.
I've had one like twice, and they're really good, but I never make them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No, what kind of egg are we talking, like a fried egg?
You take the circle out of the center of the bread, you crack the egg into the center.
So you like do this on a skillet?
Or whatever. Yeah, and then you flip it, and it becomes a piece of bread that has an egg in the center of it.
So is it like a fried egg, though, or is it like okay.
It's like making a grilled cheese, except there's no...
There's an egg in it.
Except there's nothing in a grilled cheese in it.
Except not It's like at making all. A grilled cheese, except it's completely different than making a grilled cheese. What if you had two eggs in a hole?
I don't think you can fit two eggs in a hole.
Hold on. You haven't let me finish yet. You do egg in a hole A, egg in a hole B, right? You got two different ones.
Okay.
You got one bread with egg, and then another with another egg. Okay? Mm-hmm. Are you ready? And then you make a sandwich with the eggs.
Eggs in a hole.
It's called the eggs in a hole in one sandwich.
You make a grilled cheese with that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, exactly. I feel like we're starting to create a menu for like a golf-themed breakfast restaurant.
What is that called?
What, the golf-themed breakfast restaurant?
No, what is this specific menu item called? Oh, the double egg and a whole grilled cheese. That doesn't roll off the tongue very well.
the double hole-in-one... I don't know.
The double bogey.
The double egg in one or something like that. I don't know. The double, it has to be golf themed.
Yeah.
The double eagle.
Cause like eagle is a bird. It lays eggs.
I mean, double eagle is another name for hole in one. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
So boom, it like works on like many levels.
Yeah, the double eagle
means hole in one. Hole in one is similar to egg in the hole. Eagle is similar to chicken, which lays the egg that goes in the hole. Bam! We got it.
Here's what you do. You garnish it with a toothpick that looks like a golf flag.
Oh my God! Perfect. And it has a little flag on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, this is perfect.
Yeah.
I feel like this would be like a golf-themed breakfast restaurant. I feel like if one of these doesn't exist already, it should.
Yeah, we need to call Bill Murray up. He would love this idea.
Wouldn't he?
Have Bill you Murray's. Been to the Murray Brothers restaurant?
I have.
At the World Golf Village? Yeah, same.
The Caddyshack or something like that? I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, it's like the Murray Brothers Caddyshack.
Yeah.
It's not actually that good. It's just like...
No, it's, I was going to say it's good, bar. But it's not really that good. It's like... fun, let's say. It's like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame of golf-themed restaurants.
Yeah. It's like the Hard Rock Cafe. Like
that's what I meant, Hard Rock Cafe. Sorry. That's what I meant, Hard Rock Cafe. It's a Hard Rock Cafe of golf-themed restaurants. Yeah, it's like an Outback, and they just painted it with, like,
golf.
The golf stuff. And they renamed the Bloomin' Onion, like, the Double Eagle Onion Loaf or something like that. I don't know. Yeah. But the breakfast thing, I feel like you could just come up with a bunch of good names for all the... I mean, all the menu items would basically be regular breakfast stuff.
Yeah. But it's like a Denny's.
It's basically Denny's, but it's just like really golf-themed for some reason. Like the Denver Scramble would be like the triple bogey scramble.
We need some other words. We can't keep using eagle and bogey.
The sand trap French toast.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Right?
You could have like cinnamon powder.
Yeah, and it's like sandy.
It's like sand.
Exactly. And then you got like the the 9-iron flat iron steak and eggs.
Ah, there you go.
Boom.
How about the work tee off into it somehow?
Tee off, okay.
Yeah.
It'd be a tea drink. Right? Okay.
Yeah. Like a cocktail.
Yeah. The tea off Long Island iced tea.
There you go.
Which is not really a breakfast item, but you know what? Maybe at a bad day.
You're playing
golf. Yeah, exactly. You're about to play golf. Oh, this restaurant is attached to a golf course.
Yes.
Like it's, you go in, let's say your tea time's at like noon. You roll up in at there like 10:30, 11, have your golf themed breakfast, and then you go to the hole.
Everything's really expensive.
Oh, start the links, right? The links, right?
Yeah, right? Sausage links.
Sausage links. You don't even need a fancy name for that one. It's just sausage links. And then you have like a winky face after links. So you're like, no, like yeah. Links, like golf links. The chipping wedge salad.
That's so perfect. I would love this restaurant. I love like cheesy things like that.
Why in this show do we just come up with a bunch of bad restaurant ideas? That's like 50% of the show. It's like half bad restaurants, half like bathroom discussion. Like that's what the Time Bad Show is these days.
Speaking of which, I've got a question.
Oh, can we just name this restaurant really quick and then we can go to your bathroom question?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, how about
new good golf name? I feel like John Daly would be involved in this for some reason. I don't know why.
Caddy Corner.
I love how we thought the same. The Caddy Corner. There you go. That's mm-hmm. it. Because you can't say Caddyshack because Bill Murray would sue you.
Yes.
So it'd be the Caddy Corner. There it is.
It's a good restaurant.
What about? Oh, hold on. What if it was just called... This is too classy, probably. What if it's just called The Green?
Mm. That's like a country club.
Yeah. I think
the chipping wedge salad wouldn't really fit on The Green's menu.
The Green is like the restaurant across the way that people eat at for dinner after they're done with their round of golf. Yeah. Right? But like this is more like a Big Bill's Golf Shop.
The waiters wear like really tacky aprons that look like yes.
golf. They're like caddies. They like yeah. wear caddy things.
Yeah. And you got to make them wear golf clubs on their back.
They bring your food in like a golf bag. I don't know how that would even work. Oh, the golf bag has like a pole in it, and the tray sits atop the pole.
On so top like, of the golf bag.
They haul the golf bag over, and your food is on, like, the tray.
Yeah, those would get really dirty and smell really bad.
It would be fine. Don't say that. It would be completely fine. And, thinking about terrible golf things, the floor is like astroturf, like fake yeah. like fake green.
It's green so that your turf. Cleats won't hurt it.
Right, exactly. And everyone wears cleats because you have yeah. to.
You're about to go golfing.
Mm-hmm. So duh, you're wearing cleats. And they have like a ball wash station there just in case.
Why is there a ball wash?
I don't know. If
that's outside. We don't have that in the restaurant.
No, it's in. Oh, you're right. That's probably like a health hazard or something.
Yeah, we don't want the ball washer.
This is a half me, half you restaurant. Okay, we have to both contribute ideas. I'm coming with all the ideas right now.
I can't think of any good ideas for the Caddy Corner.
Well, we can come back around. But yeah, Caddy Corner restaurant.
Okay, you have booths that look like golf carts.
Oh, what if your table is like a green? Like it looks like a green.
Okay, you know those games they have at some really bad restaurants like Cracker Barrel?
Yeah.
Not that that's a bad restaurant, but like they have games you can play.
Yeah.
So you've got like mini golf for your table.
Yeah. And you do it on the green, like which is your table.
Yeah.
And it has like hills and stuff.
Yeah. It's got a sand trap.
You're given like really small golf clubs.
Yeah.
And there's like a really small ball and you all play while you're waiting on your food.
Yep.
And there's like a hole, and then It's like mini golf, but yeah. Like
they've got scorecards on the table.
But it's all on the table. It's like mini, mini golf.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Okay. I like this restaurant a lot. All right. Your question. You had a question. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
People who go all over public bathrooms.
Yeah.
That's not the word they used, but yeah, people who go all over public bathrooms. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me why you did it? And are you okay?
I feel like we've answered this before, but I don't know the answer to that. The only thing I can think of is they were really holding it, like, good, and they couldn't get seated. I don't know, they couldn't get in position.
I don't want to say jumped the gun, but they couldn't...
they couldn't get in position quickly enough.
They couldn't cross the finish.
Right, and they just, like, unloaded a little too quickly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Okay, though. So that's never happened to me. And this is in a lot of public bathrooms, though.
That's true.
Like, is this really happening to that many people?
I mean, maybe there's a lot of people out there with, like, really terrible intestinal / urinary issues.
Maybe people just don't know how to eat food that's good for you.
What do you mean?
Their diets are really bad.
What? I don't know what orifice we're talking about here, first of all.
I mean, it's all of them.
Okay. I don't want to get too specific.
People mess up with everything.
Yeah, maybe they just eat really bad and they have to use the restroom in an extravagant, explosive way a lot of the time. Yeah. I mean, it's possible.
Every time they use the bathroom, it's an emergency.
That would be a horrible life. I'm just saying, it would be.
Every single time's a crisis.
Okay. First, here's your first, like, would you rather of the day.
Okay.
Would you rather have every bathroom visit be a crisis?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather every time you went to the bathroom, someone in there just had a crisis?
Like there's a demon man that follows you around. He shows up whenever you're in the bathroom.
Sure. If that's where you want to go with it, sure.
Yeah, he's like a Japanese Oni spirit.
What are you talking about?
How else would there be a man having a crisis in the bathroom every single time you're there? Like, that's an odd coincidence.
It's like a weird hypothetical question. So, like, an evil Japanese spirit is following the man that goes in the bathroom right before you every time.
Yeah.
And it, like, forces him to, like, shit all over the place. Is that what we're saying here?
No, I'm saying the demon himself does it.
Oh, the demon is doing it. So it's like a bathroom demon.
Yeah, it's a bathroom demon.
Okay, so, yes, would you rather have a bathroom demon that always went into the bathroom and destroyed it every time, like, right before you went in there?
Mm-hmm.
Or you have your own internal bathroom demon, if you will, that, like, every time you have to use the restroom, you have your own personal crisis. Yeah.
So I think you have more control over it if it's you, but that's also that's also seems not good. This would be such a good movie.
It doesn't seem good. What, the bathroom demon?
The bathroom demon movie that follows the man around.
Would it be a horror movie or a comedy, or what are we talking about here?
It'd be a horror comedy.
Hmm. It'd be a gross comedy is what it would be.
I would pick the outside of me demon. Because, I mean, you're going to have to deal with the... Like,
yeah.
You're going to have to deal with a crisis either way.
It's true. No, you will. The issue with that one is, though, you have to do a lot of prep before you can ever use the restroom, right?
He does it before you have the chance.
What did you think?
I thought it was, like, it's simultaneous.
No. Like... You come into the bathroom and is wrecked already. Like, someone...
Oh, he's already done his deed.
He's already done it all over the place. You know what I mean?
Damn.
Like, that bathroom is messed up.
Even your personal home bathroom?
Yeah, every bathroom.
Wow.
Okay, you have to, like, clean it up, and then you have to go.
That's actually really bad.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Would you rather? It's tough. I don't know.
I might go personal in that case.
Really?
Yeah.
You just have to learn how to control it like Spider-Man.
With great power comes great responsibility.
That could be the movie, right? It's the bathroom demon versus Spider-Man.
Yeah. The character arc is he kind of learns how to utilize it for good.
Oh, God. This is the grossest question we've ever had.
I'm sorry.
He utilizes it for good.
Yeah.
I want you to explain what you mean by that.
I don't
want
to explain it.
Utilize it for good. What capacity could you even begin to utilize that for good?
He, like, goes to mob bathrooms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he tracks down the mafia and then ruins their bathroom.
That's his version of vigilante justice.
Yes.
He doesn't do anything else. He's like, I found the mob.
He's like, hey, can I use your bathroom? I really gotta go.
And the lecture, it's over there. And he just wrecks it.
I mean, all right, so they're not going to let him just use their bathroom at first.
It's, no, he has to, like...
He has to be like, listen, it's either in the bathroom or right here.
He develops, like, this very, like, strong, like, bathroom strategy.
Yeah.
It's like, I got to go either way. It's either right here on your carpet or in your bathroom. What's it going to be?
So ask yourself. Are you feeling lucky?
Oh, my God. And then they're like, I guess you can go to the bathroom. And then it's completely messed up. And they have to spend days cleaning it up.
Yeah.
And
there's like a music montage every single bathroom scene.
God. There's bathroom scenes now?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta show what's happening on
camera. In the bathroom?
Yeah.
But like...
They've got
like
one of those like poppy 70s songs.
But like
that plays.
During the event that takes place? And I don't wanna watch that.
You've seen X-Men First Class, right?
Sure.
You know when the Quicksilver kid has those, you know, like... CGI scenes where he does all the cool stuff. Yeah. It's like that.
Okay.
But with bathroom destroying.
It's not slow motion though, right?
Or I mean,
it could be. What song would it play in the montage?
That's
though?
A good question.
It would. It is.
I'm thinking something like kind of Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack sounding.
Like 70s, 80s kind of
like poppy
kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Poppy stuff. Hmm. The first song I heard, I thought of was Free For All by Ted Nugent.
That would work, too.
I don't know why I thought of that.
Ring of Fire, Johnny
Ring
Cash.
Ring of Fire, that's horrible. In the best way.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay, that's enough of that question.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. I mean, I kind of do, but I don't. The Poop Mobster. No, the poop. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a good superhero name. The Vigilant Pooper.
That doesn't sound good.
It doesn't. There's no good sounding superhero name for this. This sounds like someone from that one movie with Ben Stiller from the 90s, Mystery Men. You remember that?
Yeah, movie? That was a good movie.
This sounds like a hero that could be part of that team.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you remember the bowling guy, man?
Yeah, the bowling.
That movie was marketed as, like, sort of a serious superhero thriller.
But it was totally, like, a
That movie was awesome. Satire. I need to watch that again. I love it.
I don't know
movie.
If I would call it awesome, but, yeah. Yeah. All right, what else we got today?
No good ones, but how about...
I have some decent ones.
People with a lazy eye condition, which eye should we look at?
That's a horrible question. The correct answer is look at the good eye. Right?
Of course, but someone asked.
Wait a minute, right? Let's look at the good eye, right?
Yeah. I mean, I hope I've been doing it right all this time.
Do you know a lot of people with lazy eyes?
No, I don't know anyone with a lazy eye.
Well, you just said, how do I know if I'm doing it right?
I've met someone with a lazy eye before, though, and that's how I did it.
How can you tell which eye is lazy?
Well, one of them moves, and the other one doesn't.
That's what's called lazy?
Yeah.
Okay.
The more you know.
The more you know. So look at their good eye, right?
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
Or just don't make eye contact at all. Just kind of awkwardly stare at the floor.
Okay, really quickly, we need to give this person advice, and then we'll get into trivia.
Okay.
How fast will poison stop a mouse infestation? I have tenants moving in a week. They want to know how fast poison will stop a mouse infestation. I mean, I don't know.
I think it depends on how much poison you use.
Probably fast, but then the issue you run into is there's going to be all these dead mice in your house.
And
right?
poison.
And poison, yeah. How would you solve mice infestation?
I would leave. It's just that place is gone. It's forfeit.
There's ways, right? You could do mouse traps. You could do, like, loud noises to, like, scare them away.
I don't think I would take it upon myself to solve the mouse problem. I would call a mouse man.
Mouse man? An exterminator, you mean?
Yeah.
A mouse man.
Yeah.
You could call the pooper.
No, I don't think he would make it better. This is kind of the plot of that movie. What was it? The Mouse Trap? Mouse Hunt?
Mouse Hunt.
Yeah, that was a really good movie.
But it was only one mouse in that movie. Did you know that?
Yeah.
They were just looking for one mouse.
But they couldn't get him.
It was like a mansion or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Christopher Walken in that movie. It's really
Wait, he was
funny.
In that movie?
He was. He was the exterminator.
Oh, yeah. Did he, like, die or something?
He went insane from trying to kill the mouse.
Oh, right.
He lost his mind.
I feel like I really relate to his character in that movie.
I do.
My life is that mouse. No, wait. There's an analogy here. I just don't know what it is yet. I'm Christopher Walken, and the mouse represents something in my life. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
I don't know what. Happiness. We'll call it that. And then... All right, we should get into trivia before I burn this episode to the ground. Are you ready for trivia? How are we doing on time? We're doing great on time. This is a great episode.
All right.
We're all worried. Hello, welcome to 57, episode 57 of Time Bat Show. I'm Demesis.
Did you know that 57 is a semi-prime number?
9 times 13 or some shit like that. No, yeah. 3 times 13. 3 times 19,
yeah.
Whatever. All right. Are you ready for trivia?
I'm ready.
It's trivia time. Okay, your categories today are animals, movies, and... Oh, shit.
What?
Your categories today are animals, movies, and animals.
That's fine. I like animals.
You got multiple double animal. Your lifelines today are 5-second Google, 10-second Bing, 30-second Yahoo, 40-second Ask, 50-50 Monty Hall, phone a friend, ask a rando, or rhyme time. What would you like? You get to choose three.
I want Monty Hall, I want Ask-a-Rando, and I want 5-second Google.
You're make it spicy. Ask-a-Rando? This is spicy.
Gotta find some randos to ask real quick.
Are you ready? Yeah, find a rando.
You can go ahead.
Okay. Are you ready for your first question, category animals?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. These sucker fish attach themselves to other fish like sharks.
Mm-hmm.
Are they A, lampreys, B, the Queensland lungfish, C, remora, or D, bellfish?
That is C, remora.
Wow.
Final answer.
Final answer, huh?
Yeah.
Remora is correct. How did you know that?
All right, so a funny prank you can play on your friends is you take a remora and stick it on their back.
What? What the hell are you talking about?
It sucks onto their back and they can't get it off.
What the hell? Have you done this before?
Yeah, of course.
What do you mean, yeah, of course? Where do you find a remora and someone's back and you're like,
ocean.
Here we go?
They're in the ocean.
When have you done this?
I don't know. I've seen it. It's something you can do. It's a fun prank you can play. They don't hurt you.
I've never heard this before in my life.
So remoras are those creatures that attach themselves to the sides of sharks and they eat feces and stuff.
Yeah, I looked it up before I wrote the question.
Yeah.
I did my homework.
And they don't hurt.
They don't hurt. They just clean them, basically. Yeah. Okay, but my question, not the remora thing, how did you find out that, hey, you know what would be funny? Let me grab this fish and pop it on my buddy's back.
I didn't do it, but my uncle did it to another one of my uncles. Yeah.
To you? Oh, to another. Yeah. Okay.
And it was funny. It does sound funny. Yeah.
I just imagine you, of all people, swimming with somebody, grabbing a remora and a wild animal. And just being like, boom. Like, I couldn't see you doing that.
No, I probably wouldn't do that.
Okay. So here's the other thing. How do you find one? Are they just in the ocean?
Yeah.
I just don't see.
They're just like hanging out
remora.
There.
I don't think this is a prank that's as popular as you think it is.
Maybe
I
not.
Just think this is a one-off thing your uncle did to your other uncle because he thought it'd be funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How do you know what a remora is?
I've seen a bunch of them. They're really cool-looking fish.
Are they?
Yeah. If you're fishing, sometimes you'll accidentally catch a remora. Mm-hmm. And that's how I've seen one.
Okay. Fair enough. Are you ready for your next question?
Yeah.
All right. Your next question is the category movies. What famous person does Bruce Campbell play in the movie Bubba Ho-Tep? Is it A, Lee Harvey Oswald, B, Elvis, C, Ramses the Great, or D, George Washington?
Bubba Ho-Tep?
Yes.
I haven't seen this Chris Campbell movie.
Well, there you go.
What are the choices again?
The choices are... I'll read the whole question. What famous person does Bruce Campbell play in the movie Bubba Ho-Tep? Is it A, Lee Harvey Oswald, B, Elvis Presley, C, Ramses the Great, or D, George Washington?
I'm going to Monty Hall this question.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
So, I don't think it's Lee Harvey Oswald.
Okay.
So, I'll lock in Lee Harvey Oswald.
Okay. It's either A, Lee Harvey Oswald, or B, Elvis Presley.
Okay. I did not think it was Elvis either.
Well, now you have good questions. Or good answers.
Isn't Lee Harvey Oswald the person that assassinated John F. Kennedy?
Yes, that is correct.
I don't know why he would be in Bubba Ho-Tep. So I'm going to go with Lee Harvey Oswald. Final answer.
Wait. Hold on. Can you say that whole logic chain again? I just want to hear it.
Okay, so Lee Harvey Oswald is the person that allegedly, I guess,
yes,
assassinated John F. Kennedy.
Correct.
If you've seen the movie JFK, I don't know.
Yes, he did. Yes,
there's like other
theories,
but yeah. I don't think he is in the movie Bubba Ho-Tep with Chris Campbell.
Bruce Campbell.
Yeah. You know,
okay,
so, Ash from Evil Dead. I don't think
I gotcha.
He's Lee Harvey Oswald.
So what are you going with?
Lee Harvey Oswald, final answer.
Wait, you're going with Lee Harvey Oswald?
No, Elvis rather, sorry.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so you think it's Elvis Presley?
Yeah.
Elvis Presley is correct!
Hooray!
You did it! I probably shouldn't have done Lee Harvey Oswald. The reason is because in Bubba Ho-Tep, Bruce Campbell's Elvis, and he, like, is with a guy who thinks he's John F. Kennedy. So, like, okay. I think I just, like, thought Lee Harvey Oswald would make a good question. Or answer, rather. It's a really weird movie.
What is that movie about?
There's a mummy involved. Bruce Campbell is Elvis Presley in a nursing home. And he finds this other guy that thinks he's JFK. And they have to, like, go kill a mummy. I don't know why, but they do.
That sounds pretty good.
It's really weird. It takes place in, like, the 80s or something? Maybe the 90s. I don't know. Elvis didn't die. He's, like, in a nursing home. Yeah, and they have to go kill a mummy. It's, like, it's weird. You should see it. Anyway, are you ready for your last and final question?
Yes.
Okay. Your final category is animals. What animal was discovered in Australia in 2007 and is now a state emblem? Is it A, the red kangaroo, B, the black swan, C, the orange koala, or D, the blue rhino?
I don't think it's a blue rhino.
Yeah. Why is that?
Black swan. Well, I don't think rhinos live in Australia. I think they only live in Africa.
Oh, you're just logicking this question up, huh?
Black swan, red
kangaroo. Black swan, kangaroo. Red kangaroo, orange koala. Blue rhino.
I think it's red kangaroo or black swan.
Okay.
I can't really picture a koala bear being orange.
Okay. What are you going to do?
I'm going to 5-second Google this question.
All right. Do it. Oh, I need time to... I was like, go ahead, do it. I'll wait. Hold on a second. I need to edit my timer. All right, I think I'm ready. Oh, my God, I hate Windows Timer so much. This episode is brought to you by Windows Timer, the worst timer in the world. I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, ready.
Three, two, One, Google.
Australia Animal 2007.
Time's up. What do you got?
Kookaburra.
that wasn't an option.
These are all about the movie Animal from 2007.
There's a movie called.
Yes.
Google failed you. You know what would have worked?
Ask probably would
have worked. Ask.com probably would have knew.
35 extra seconds.
It would have taken longer to load, but it would have got it the first time.
Okay, so in the image results, there's pictures of a camel.
Uh-huh.
There's three pictures of koalas, and there's a picture of a wallaroo. So if we're going with the image results, maybe it's the orange koala. He doesn't look orange, though.
Well, you still have another lifeline, I think.
Black swan, red kangaroo, orange koala, blue rhino.
You still have another lifeline you can use.
Let's ask randos.
All right.
Okay.
How are you going to do this? We haven't used this one since episode, like, 5.
I'm going to ask the Star Citizen Discord.
Oh, good. That'll be perfect.
All right.
They'll know. If anyone knows, it's the Star Citizen Discord.
All right. The question is...
I'm going to give you 2 minutes
on okay. this one. What was the question again?
What animal was discovered in Australia in 2007 and is now its state emblem? It's now a state emblem.
And is now its state
a emblem. A state emblem. It's one of the states in Australia's emblem now. Alright, I started the timer. You have 2 minutes.
Okay, I asked him.
This is a part of the podcast where we just bullshit for 2 minutes while you come up with a
question. Alright, what animal?
Has anyone said anything yet?
Is it a black swan?
Anything yet?
Maybe a red kangaroo.
Tell them you'll give them a really expensive ship if you answer the question.
I'll give you a million ship
space bucks.
Mark 3000X. Extreme edition.
Extreme.
I'll give you a spaceship Mark 3000X Extreme edition.
With, that's fine.
With hyper boost.
Hyper boost. And a backup camera.
And a back camera.
And power windows.
Power windows.
On the spaceship.
You don't have to roll them down.
You can kill yourself quickly by just powering down the windows.
Just focus on that for like the rest of the 2 minutes. Like rolly windows in a spaceship.
And then like the vacuum of space sucks you out.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
This one's got power windows though.
It's like in the movie Alien 3. Yeah. Where like the alien gets sucked through the vacuum of space or whatever.
Oh yeah, slowly. It's kind of like pudding.
But like Ripley instead has to like roll the window down first or whatever.
Yeah.
All right, you're out of time officially. All right,
no one answered me on the Star Citizen Discord.
They weren't tempted by your power window enabled spaceship that you were going to give away.
Maybe the power windows are what made him think.
They're like, oh, you know, that's not real. Spaceships don't have power windows.
All right, I'm going to go with Black Swan, final answer.
Black Swan, final answer. Mm. Black Swan is correct.
Hooray.
Woo! Wow, you got 3 for 3 this trivia. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Your prize is this episode doesn't suck. That's what your prize is.
Awesome.
Do we have any other questions we want to do before the... We have a few minutes left. We can do a couple more. I know we don't really have any more.
You are gifted an unnamed boat. What do you name it and why? Ooh,
this is a great question. This is a great question.
So it has to be like a boat name. You know what I mean by that, right?
It has to be like a lady's name or... It's either a lady's name or like a really weird kind of punny kind of
something ironic about life,
or like like a life virtue.
Yeah,
like life's good, or like what's a good boat name? The constant
Complainer is like a, that's a boat name that's right there.
Totally a boat name.
You know, like something like that. Like it tells something about the person that is driving the boat, that owns the boat. You know.
How about
the Red Baron?
It does. You might get pulled over in that
one. And you paint it red, right? Yeah. And there you go. It's a Red Baron.
The Lazy Susan.
Oh, that's a great boat name.
Because his wife's name is Susan, and he's got Lazy Susans on it.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's, like, a great boat name. And you're lazy on the boat. Like, it's kind of like a party boat. Like, you're just, like, kind of chilling, drinking beer, and, like, woo, we're on Lazy Susan. You know, just hanging out, playing, you know, putt-putt golf on the... I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to rug it back around.
Trying to bring it back around.
To the golf
thing. You can get takeout from the caddy corner.
from the golf shop?
From the caddy corner. And take it from the Lazy Susan. Yeah.
Oh, takeout from there would probably not be good.
Well, it's close to the marina, maybe.
It's like all in one. This is like some weird planned community. This is like a retirement community we've got going on here. Like you got the marina, you got your boat, the Lazy Susan, and then you like drive it over. Oh, and they have boat parking on this golf course. Oh,
okay, they have a dock.
And you walk out, you go to breakfast at the caddy corner, you do, you know, a round or two of golf, and then by that time it's like 5, and you're like 80 years old, so it's like dinner time.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to the Green for upscale dining.
Right.
With your wife, Lazy Susan. There it is. Done. One more menu item for Caddy Corner I thought of. Green pancakes.
Ooh.
Called the Green. Called the Green.
They've got, like, fur on them because it's, like, grass.
And they got, like, a flag. Like, a toothpick and a flag in every one. Right?
Yeah.
How great is that idea? I mean...
That's the kids' menu.
I was going to say that's like their go-to. They're like, that's what they advertise a lot, the Greens, I think.
The Green pancakes? That sounds nasty.
Yeah, but it's a golf theme, though.
But it's Green pancakes.
They just dye it, you know, these food coloring. That's all. Don't worry about
it. I'm not.
Yeah, so yours should be the Lazy Susan.
Yeah, I think mine that's a fine one.
Oh, I should do the Angry Betty.
Angry Betty.
I don't know. I'm imagining, like,
the Wailing Wendy.
The Wailing Wendy. Is that, like, wailing, like killing whales, or wailing, like screaming?
Oh, maybe it could be, like, a double entendre. Maybe his wife's name is Wendy, and he's, like, a... I mean, whaling is illegal, but...
A whaler? But he could outfit it like a whaling boat.
Yeah.
Like he could look like one. I'm imagining the guy on the Wailing Wendy and the guy on the Lazy Susan are like friends.
Yeah.
You know, like they're buddies. They're golf buddies.
Yeah. The Wailing Wendy is like more of a fishing boat, and the Lazy Susan is like
the chillaxing boat. Mm-hmm. And they'll switch off. Like sometimes... Mm-hmm. Larry, who's married to Susan, will want to go fishing, so he's going to call Bob over, and you know Bob's going to take him out on Wailing Wendy. Sometimes Bob is going to want to just chillax with his wife, Wendy. And you know they'll go over to the Lazy Susan.
Yeah, park next to the caddy corner.
Park next to the caddy corner, have breakfast, you know. Play a couple rounds, go on the water, come back for dinner at the Green. This is like a perfect planned retirement community. I kind of want to live at this place.
I wouldn't mind.
Would you be Bob or would you be Larry? Would you have the Wailing Wendy or would you have the?
I feel like I'm more of a Lazy Susan than a Wailing kind of Wendy. Guy. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I am too. But you know what? You've already called it, so it's fine. Kay. I'll be Wailing Wendy guy.
That's fine.
All right. That has been episode 57 of the Time Bat Show. Who's our sponsor today, Bat Snacks?
We would like to thank Candid Cavies Extreme Guinea Pig Pet Store.
What?
Candid Cavie. Uh-huh. Did you know that a cavie is another name for a guinea pig?
Was that a trivia question?
It was a trivia
question. Candid Cavies hidden.
Actually, no, it's a guinea pig photo studio.
Oh, yeah. You take your guinea pig. Oh, right.
And they have, like, hats.
You know, wait.
you're not wait, wait, wait. You're just reading the script. You're just reading the whole description.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah. I made a mistake.
Yeah, we made a mistake. So Candid Cavi,
yeah, guinea pig shop.
Yeah. Guinea pig photo shop.
Yeah, you can buy guinea pigs too there, but it's mostly a photo studio.
It's both. So they have used guinea pigs and, you know, new
they have ones. They have rentals in case you don't have one.
But you really want to take a picture.
You're the guinea pig.
Oh my god, I can't breathe.
I love this business so much.
Why would you want to take a picture with a guinea pig?
They've got cute hats.
Maybe you want to prove to your friends that you have a pet, right? And they're like, prove it. And you're like, all right. And then the next day you go over to Candid Cavi's.
You take a picture with a guinea pig and a wizard
and
hat.
You're like, I don't have a guinea pig. What do I do? And they're like, don't worry. We rent here at Candid Cavi's. And you can pick what kind of guinea pig you want. Like,
yeah.
You know, what kind of stripes they have and all that stuff. Yeah, you get one with a wizard hat, and then you pose, and then, you know, they tell you its name, so you can pretend that it's yours.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is Gandalf.
This is Gandalf.
Gandalf the guinea pig.
Yeah.
And then you show your friends, and you're like, boom, this is my pet.
That's my guinea Gandalf. Pig.
It's my guinea pig.
I told you he was real.
I just love the idea of just going into a store, renting a guinea pig,
and taking a picture with it.
Like, what the hell? I feel like you could extrapolate this to all pets, though. But it's funnier
it's
with
guinea
pigs.
It's way funnier with guinea pigs.
Because
like they're, like, the worst pet.
Oh, my God. Okay, so that's our sponsor today, Candid Cavi's. Mm-hmm. For all your guinea pig photo needs, mm-hmm. choose Candid Cavi's. This is episode 57. I've been Time Aces.
And I'm Bat host. Snacks.
And what's our rhyme of the day? Whenever you're feeling low,
don't be a bro.
Don't be a bro. Good night, everyone.
Good night, safely.